You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
I believe I can create a veritable doorway back to your world. We will take apart my telescope, haul it to the Lightline gondola, and then I, along with some of my acolytes, will transport the telescope with you and your key back to the gate that you came through.
You step on to the platform, load up the telescope, get on with Hubert, the sages, and Aleli. You leave settlement. As you pull into the quarry, there is no sight of the Stone Guardian.
That's not good.
And Aleli says the same. That is strange. Be careful.
Bonds, do you see anything?
All of a sudden, you see the two guardians emerge from the woods, running at you like Terminators. And Aleli's like, something is wrong.
Grasta, guide our hand.
With a warhammer on old Barnes. Light it up.
Wow. What'd you save?
Natural one.
Oh. So you're stunned too.
Wow. Phenomenal.
And the Ku'ulu Khan emerges.
Boom!
Crit!
Oh, 28.
That's a crit!
Yeah. That's a crit!
Yes. You completely annihilate it.
Just crumble through the stone.
Boom.
You get out of the combat.
We must hurry.
Yes, we should leave.
Let's go.
Shouldn't be here.
You hear water before you see it.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
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 Not that fucking snail again.
To the river of death.
You have to go the same way.
The river of blood.
We see the party in the distance coming up, bringing the telescope till we see skeletal remains.
The adventure continues now.
Podcast. If you're listening at home and if you're here in the studio, everybody clap for me. Everybody clap. Clap. Okay. Now stop your clap. Where's your hand position? Which hand's on top?
I clapped weird because of the microphone.
I know, you did. I'm doing this because
I will
the mic
back
is
up
here.
And clap like
I
you would normally
done it
clap.
Like this.
Now they know.
Well, now you're thinking about it.
That's okay. Just how would you normally clap?
I know.
You have to say freeze.
Freeze.
Yeah.
All right. What hand is on top of the other hand?
I don't know how
right
I clap.
Over left.
Right over left.
You're right. Really?
I like how you had to look down. When Sydney said something so shocking. You
right over left. And you're
you clap like a psychopath.
You well, clap that's, left over right.
Well, if Matthew did, I was like, nice job. Yeah, that's my
that's
normal.
Really weird.
But you're right-handed.
I'm clapping. Yeah, I'm right-handed. Skip. What are you over?
I'm
there?
Left-handed.
And what's on top?
Right.
Wow. And you guys are so Skid's left-handed.
Well, yeah. I'm right dominant, but I write left-handed.
Sometimes I like
you're right,
to do
dominant.
This.
So when you throw a 90 mile an hour fastball, it's with your right.
It'll
hand.
Be with my right
but
hand.
But who's on first?
I don't want to put Skid on the spot. This is getting away from my original question. But if you're left-handed, do you pleasure yourself with your left hand?
Skid,
you don't have to answer.
I feel like you should be opposite. If you are that dominant hand, you should use your non-dominant hand.
Let us know in the chat.
Call it.
If you're left-handed, what do you? Which hand are you working with? When you're alone. Anyways, back to the clap.
I believe that's what they call a switch hitter.
Switch, yeah, you can be ambidextrous. Right?
Well, now I'm thinking about it too much.
Well, anyways, I clap left on top, and I'm right-handed. But now I'm coaching Little League, and I started using a new clap for the kids, and it's this. It's right on top of left, just the palms. And I
Why?
Like, this is my new
Why?
Clap for coaching, because I like it. It's like, come on, Grace.
Because it doesn't make a lot of noise?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's all about the pace, right? Come on.
I can clap
Let's go,
fast.
Owen.
Wait, I can clap fast with either hand on top.
Nope. This
here's
the thing.
Well,
here's what I'm
tired?
Trying to say is this is my great job clap. This is my coaching clap. Nice.
You look like you don't actually believe it.
Well, it's no, different if I'm don't. Like standing up.
Because the kids like, hey, aren't actually doing well.
Let's go.
You still
got
look
a camera like, one over here. So this is how I clap. Hey, let's go. Come on, guys. Get a hit. Get a big hit. Come on, like that.
And now do your other clap.
Yeah.
That
Nice job. Nice job.
See, here's the thing about your claps. They both look like bullshit. It looks like you don't believe either.
You look, you know
it's just
look like?
The microphone.
It looks like, no. You're, it looks like a, what's the word? It's a, like a pity clap. Like, all right.
You look like an actor who's only ever performed for camera and you're doing theater now. And they're like, clap. And you're like, this is normal.
Like guys that get cast as quarterbacks, but don't know how to throw a spiral.
Or like how the queen would clap. Queen. It's like the queen waves like this. You're like, yeah. I clap like this.
This is how
I
feel. You did something great. Nice. But when I'm egging you on, this is my, I'm just saying, this is my new clap I'm adopting. It's like, all right, come on. Here we go. Just palms. That's weird. And then after you get a hit, nice. I switch
I guess
back to this.
It's better than clapping like this.
Come on. Yeah, who does that? Seal?
A child. I kind of do.
A robot.
Yeah, Kate's, you didn't even have a dominant clap hand.
The Joker?
I like to just flick my nails.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Which, you were right on top?
Yeah, right on top. I was thinking, because I do vertical clapping like in theater. Like, I don't clap down here.
Yeah.
Clap up here like this, but it still is, my right hand is hitting my left palm.
Your right hand
which one's doing the work?
Yeah.
Really?
Your right hand is doing the work.
Yeah. That is so weird. I've always been left.
This
feels, it feels like throwing with my left hand. It's,
right.
It's like super
well, I'm
awkward.
Switching it up.
I can't even get it in the middle there.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know, if you close your eyes, you can always punch your hand. If you close your eyes, you can always punch your hand. So if you need to punch someone, grab them by the hair and punch and you'll hit your
hand. Right. Then why can't you touch your nose when you're drunk?
Well, I can.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Are you drunk right now?
He's had to do it on the side of the road many times. So much practice.
You're proving to it. You're proving us right now. Are you drunk right now?
Don't worry about it. Bottomless mimosas on a Monday morning. I wish the chat was live so I could find out who's pleasuring themselves.
Right now?
Anyways, that's weird though. I didn't realize that this clap was the left. I'm right-handed, but I guess I'm a more
goofy.
Dominant left clap. I'm
goofy clap.
It's a goofy clap.
Goofy hand.
Goofy clap.
Yeah.
Goofy footed. Anyways, when's the last time you clapped?
Well, I was coaching softball this weekend, so yeah, I was doing a lot of clapping. Yeah. A lot of, you know, like, that's okay that you missed 17 balls in a row. It's okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's all like little league, like child coaching. It's all pity claps. Because no one kid is actually doing anything impressive.
Yeah.
And it's just relative to the rest of the kids. That's all it is.
So we had a game last season where a girl crushed a ball, like a legitimate base hit, went over the second baseman's head, dropped into the outfield. It was a really, really good hit. And our coach was just like, yes! Yes! And then he got reported by parents on the other team to the league. For over celebration.
Oh, well.
Because it was just, this is a game where all the girls are supposed to learn. Yeah.
Gross.
I was like, oh my God. He had to like come up before the board and defend himself for like over.
Stop.
Yeah.
Parents are the worst.
Stop.
No exaggeration.
Parents are the worst.
That's America right now.
You have to,
you clap too loud.
You have to be careful because you might switch your clap if you get too excited and somebody does a really good hit. You might switch your clap and parents are going to be like, he's clapping different. He's clapping different.
Brought up before the board, they're like, all right, do the normal clap. Okay.
Clap the other way.
Sir, that was not the hand you used.
a clapping lineup.
Yeah. That was
please clap. Like, do you recognize any of these claps, man?
Yeah. All right. Could number three please use your left hand on top?
Do you guys think they shouldn't keep score in kids' sports?
I think that they should at a certain age. I think by the time you're, I'd say 7.
Yeah.
They should be keeping score and telling you if you won or lost. And if you strike out, you should be out.
Yeah.
Kids have to learn to regulate their emotions. Kids have to learn to lose.
Right, right. So just as, and part of the reason that they say you got to do this is because you have to learn, you can't learn how to hit if you just have to sit down every third strike. Like, you're not going to learn. But that's what practice is for. You got to swing. So just as much as you have to learn how to hit by a lot of reps, you also have to learn at a young age how to like take a strikeout and not have a meltdown and sit down, and how
which
to like lose a game.
We have yet to learn.
Exactly. Never worked for me. But other children may learn from that experience.
I've played board games with you. Are you
still working? I'm still working. I'm not a perfectly formed human like you, Matthew. I'm still working on myself.
Maybe I just have more reps losing.
Yeah. It was so funny.
Can't possibly be true.
We've talked about this before. Joe and I met playing softball in Central Park, and I had a team, the Jerks. And one time, my folks were in town and for the game, and I said, "Well, you come watch the game." And I struck out on slow pitch softball. You start with one strike, and I guess I was trying to be a hero, and I like flung the bat, and my dad was like, "Hey!" And I was like, "Wow, I'm 13." But my dad was like, "Cut it out." Like, "Shut up, Dad! This is my team!
I'm an adult!
37 years old, Dad!"
The ump yelled at me, too, because you're not supposed to throw
the bat. Met Troy on this team. He was running the team, and a friend introduced us. We met at a... He was like, "I got to meet him at a bar and have a drink with him before I let him on the team." So we had a drink, and he was like, "You're good. You're in." And my first game at slow pitch co-ed softball, my first at bat, I struck out. Just whiffed. I came off the field, and Troy was like, "No, but like legitimately, I was like, that never happens. I promise. Like, I promise."
That Joe's an 800 hitter in co-ed softball. Like,
I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know what happens.
Too much pressure.
You know what it looks like? It looks like you're trying to open the pickle jar. Like you're tapping the bottom of it.
It looks like you're trying to make a fart with your hand.
Well, that's something different. That I would do left on top of right.
Oh, you know what? I did too.
Me too.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
Now who's goofy handed?
Can't do it.
Nice one. You got to spit in your hand first.
I can't.
That is interesting.
A little liquid in there. Yeah.
We're learning a lot about ourselves today. A lot about our hands.
I just like doing that. Hey, come on. Try better. Try harder.
Try harder.
When's the last time you clapped, Sydney?
At a show, probably, like concert.
Yeah, you go to
band
concerts all the time.
But that's different, too. Like, clapping at a show is like,
yeah,
because you're going to stand up.
The
you're
beat.
Gonna, yeah. No, no, like at a theater show, like a play.
Is that how you clap at a play?
Yeah, at a theater show.
Clapping like the middle of Miss Julie.
At the end, you're like, yeah, great, you know, excellent performance. I want you to see.
Well, yeah, people at a show, like if they're giving a standing ovation, they generally don't stand up and then clap down.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they're...
But then
because you want to project to the stage your excitement.
At a concert, I don't clap up here. I think I still keep it low. Like, because you're clapping with the beat and you're kind of like... I don't know.
You don't want to bother people.
Now I'm thinking too much about how I clap. And I'm like, do I clap weird in public?
Are people talking about my clapping?
I clap weird.
Imagine all the people listening. They're questioning their clapping as well.
Everyone's sitting at home like,
hey, do people I People are driving their car.
Kate, are you a big clapper?
I mean, no, but the last time I clapped was at a show, a concert show. And the thing is, I had a drink in my hand.
Oh,
may
that's
I?
Another thing.
This is what I do. I usually have a drink in my hand when I'm at a clapping function, and I go like this.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Against
with
the
my
mirror.
Ring.
Sure.
So I'm always got, I always got a ring sound. On.
And then you shatter the glass.
And I very lightly.
Yeah.
That's how I do it, too.
I shove it up.
Yeah, you got to go arm under the arm, and then you can
clap. Get that clap in there.
Anybody think they could make their butt cheeks clap?
Our own? Yeah. I think with some practice.
Our own. Is that a skill or does it depend on the butt cheek?
It's a skill.
I think it's both.
I think it's a physiology.
I think you need to have
know,
a certain butt cheek.
You have to know how to throw your own butt.
Yeah.
Every butt is different.
You have to throw that ass in a circle, but you also can't have a little Hank Hill of a butt. Like you have to have a full tush.
Right. I think if you had the right butt, anybody could make
anything's
a clap.
Possible.
Right. Yeah. But some people just, Matthew, I don't think you could make a clap.
Some butts are easier to throw than others.
I want to know what you're saying about my butt.
Yeah.
I don't think you have much of a derriere. Though I've never really dug in.
Now we're all going to look at each other's butts.
Would you mind standing on the middle of the table?
I'm going to be looking at everybody's butts.
Yeah. Who can make it clap?
I wonder if that butt can clap.
Find out after this quick break. What's up, everybody? Troy LaValle here from the Glass Cannon Podcast. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor yet again this week, DraftKings Pick 6. This is the newest way to compete against others and play fantasy football to win cash with DraftKings. We are 2 weeks into the NFL season, and you can just inject it into my veins. I love it. And DraftKings Pick 6 is an all-new way to enjoy Sunday afternoons, Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. There's a lot of football going on. It's super easy. You pick a player and choose if they'll have more or less of a certain stat, like more or less yards, touchdowns, catches, and more. You get your picks right, and you'll win cash. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code GCP. That's code GCP for new customers to play $5 and get $50 in Pick 6 credits guaranteed, plus 1 month of NFL Plus Premium on us. Offer expires 9/19 only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org in Connecticut. Must be 18 plus. Age and eligibility restrictions vary by jurisdiction. Pick 6 not available everywhere, including New York and Ontario. Void where prohibited. See terms at picksix.draftkings.com/promos. One per new customer. Reward issued is $50 in non-withdrawable Pick 6 credits that expire in 6 months. NFL Plus premium offer available only to new and former NFL Plus subscribers. Additional NFL Plus premium terms at nfl.com/terms.
We're back, and you'll never know the results.
I'm just glad we settled it.
Yeah. The results were
very surprising.
Surprising.
It took an hour and a lot of YouTube videos.
Joe, it was crazy seeing you upside down.
Yeah.
I lost $5.
I didn't think you could do that.
Here's what I'll tell you. 3 clappers, 3 non-clappers in this group.
You decide.
You decide. You decide. Sound off in the chat. God, we have fun. It is the middle of September now. We are deep into Gatewalkers. We've been doing this for a year now, yeah, which is wild.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
So it's episode 52. 52 episodes in. Obviously, we took off a week this past year, and we're going to take off Thanksgiving.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving and 4th of July.
If you call it the fiscal year of the Gateway Gatewalkers campaign.
Gatewalkers
fiscal year. It was two days off, Thanksgiving and 4th of July.
What everyone loves to hear when watching role playing. It's your fiscal year.
What's your fiscal year? Campaign year. That's the better
campaign
way
year, right?
Campaign year of Gatewalkers.
But now it's been a year. It's been pretty wild. I don't want to get thoughts until we finish the end of book one.
Okay.
Which
is what? Close to? This episode?
We're going to level up.
You never know. You never know. However, it is pretty interesting now. You've made it, you're retracing your steps. Your steps. You've left the Oatian settlement with Aleli and a bunch of these Oatian sages. Hubert, of course, is along with you. Sydney, did you purchase that or were you sent this?
No, someone gave me a Hubert at a show. I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but I had it on my desk at home and I kept meaning to bring it to the studio and I finally remembered to put it in my bag.
It's perfect.
He's got a little hat.
Look at him.
He's so cute. But we were saying this is a real hard juxtaposition to who Hubert has become to us.
Right.
Because this guy doesn't fuck.
Well,
right.
This does not say sex monster.
This does not say sexy plant guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love him.
Yeah, imagine just a larger version of that that looks exactly like that.
Imagine looking at that and seeing the leadership of one of the wisest and most beloved elven communities in the solar system being like, get out of here.
Take it with
not
you.
Not even out of my settlement, but off my planet.
Off planet.
Take him off my planet.
He is no longer welcome on our planet.
Remember when we thought we could leave Hubert? Remember when we thought that
was a possibility?
Good idea.
Yeah.
I want you to picture just a larger version of that, but it looks exactly like that, but speaks and acts the way that Hubert does.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I believe I was there when you were given this.
Yeah.
And I turned to you and I was like, don't accept it.
Get that off the planet.
Don't bring it to the studio.
We need more table swag. Yeah. But anyway, so you've all left the Oatian settlement. You've taken the Lightline gondola back up to the mountain with the hopes of returning to this Iodara, this gateway that you came through when you left the first world and ended up on Castrovel. So you've got this huge party of people with you. You get back to the quarry and you don't see those things at first. All of a sudden, they come bounding into the quarry and something is wrong. Aleli says they've been like bastardized. They've been changed in some way. They were just like mad. But now that you've leveled up, they're a lot easier to handle. And so you guys made short work of them. And luckily were able to get off and start making your way back towards this gateway. But of course, and it's just funny, none of you said like, oh, we got to go back to the place where Talitha died.
Well, that's because there's a location on the planet where the elves are. And there's a location on the planet where the Iudara is. And it doesn't really make sense that there's only one possible crossing. Like, can't we just long way around?
Or that we would cross in the same place.
Right, exactly. Like, we know a nightmare horror of death is right there. Why don't we scout another way around?
Try another way.
We're not supposed to run into it because we have more people with us. So like those monsters
shouldn't attack us.
Come out, maybe?
Technically.
Isn't that, right. what, isn't that what we said?
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think we brought up the snail in
You didn't bring up the snail,
out.
But Aleli did mention like the winged creatures that attacked you on the gondola, they would probably leave you alone seeing a larger group. And they did.
Ah, okay. Yeah. And you're right about the golems. Like we definitely thought like, oh, they wouldn't attack the elves. Like they could just turn them off or whatever. But yeah, I didn't even think about the snail.
Yeah, and whether your scouting would take you that way or not, the point of the end of the last episode is you see this blood-soaked river again. And of course, we see the remains of a corpse. So that's where we pick up today. There's kind of two things going on here. There's the obvious dangers of crossing this river, the dangers of running afoul of this creature again. But then there's the reunion with the remains of Talitha. So we'll start there today, and Aleli will probably see in Brother Ramius and Buggles and Zephyr's eyes, Asta as well, something's different. And she says, what is wrong?
We lost a friend here. On our travels in, there was a horrifying creature that makes its home in these waters.
And he's even like shying away from it, backing up as he's looking. And he's not even looking at Aleli. He's looking past her at the blood-colored water and just like shaking.
Did we ever go back and like, because is her body still there? Or did we left it there?
Well, Barnes went by afterwards because you got my bow.
Yes.
So like you saw the result of the scene, right?
As I recall, the snail dragged Talitha away.
Yeah.
So I saw the bow, but I didn't see the bottom.
Yeah, Barnes was able to get some of the gear, or one just the bow, but didn't see a corpse. But now there is definitely remains there. You can see it, like on the far shore from where you're standing. Because if you remember, Talitha fell on the
other
shore you were coming
shore.
From. Yeah,
yeah.
After being dragged downriver. This would be... difficult. I apologize that we have had to return here. It just seemed to be the way that made the most sense.
Is this the only ford across the river? Or is there another place anywhere that we could cross?
I truthfully have never been to this part of the jungle before. We could search for another area, but this creature that attacked you, I would think that they are home to this river and there could be others. We will face the same dangers anywhere we choose to ford it.
So you don't know of this creature specifically? It was like a snail, but it had the legs of what we would call a crab or a centipede.
Yes, an Amelicana, it is called.
Amelicana.
Yes, there are some near rivers closer to the Oatian settlement. But
do you have any particular ways to lure these creatures off or even to frighten them away, perhaps?
I do not know. Hopefully our numbers would be enough to scare it away. But as there are only a few stones with which to cross, we could go at most one or two at a time. I defer to your judgment on the best way to proceed here.
Well, last time it lie in wait for us. Waited until we were exposed, four of us, across the river.
And then it shot, sort of like smaller versions of itself, these slug-like creatures. And they attacked us on the rocks. And then it blocked the path, and it knocked our friend into the water.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Yes, Barnes.
Hubert, are you here?
Oh, hello there. I sure am. I was just waiting to see what we're going to do here.
All right, Hubert, here's my plan.
There's some listening.
Go up to the shore.
All right.
And just examine the plant life.
I see.
And have a conversation at the loudest possible volume.
I'm going to sort of go up there and be a decoy, as it were. Yes?
Well,
try and draw it out. That's what I'm getting here.
Well, not necessarily. It could not even be there. It could be gone.
And you could meet a new friend.
Right.
Christine Flora at the shoreline.
This is an interesting idea, Barnes. Fighting it on the land would be much safer than trying to fight it from the rocks. But didn't it appear to be one of them before?
And he's looking at the rocks. Like, didn't it look like a rock, kind of? Or was it completely submerged?
Yeah, I think it was hidden.
But I'm going to do perceptions, like, right now.
All right, I should say I'm not above pulling my own weight.
If you want me to head up there and sort of talk to the locals, I don't mind. But Brother Ramius, please see what you see.
If you see anything moving in the water, just run back toward us as fast as you can, Hubert.
All right.
That is an 18. Sorry, 17.
Got 22.
Ooh.
15.
10. And Buggles is just, he's really just looking at whatever it is that remains of Talitha, because he feels ashamed that we left her here, and he would make the case. This is like, we have to go across here, and we have to bury her, whatever is left of her.
Zephyr definitely feels the same way. She like wants to go take care of the remains.
Same with Asta. She feels terrible.
What a wonderful opportunity to honor your fallen comrade. Pay your respects to her. I'm sure she was an interesting addition to your party.
You didn't know her. Shut up.
I'm guessing. Just judging from your reactions.
Don't forget, Barnes is a very big Talitha fan.
You really would have liked her. You're so similar in so many ways.
That's weird.
Remind me of her somehow.
Some weird reason.
Hmm. I take that as a compliment.
Something about your voice or like your essence. Beard.
all right, yes.
You all look across, and you just see there's like half a dozen rocks, the red water rushing over them. You know they're slippery, but you know that if you move cautiously and you don't get sort of accosted by any creature, it's pretty easy to zip across. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to roll acrobatics checks unless you're trying to make a longer leap. So you can send mm-hmm. Hubert up if you want.
All right.
Yes,
Hubert.
Go talk. Just monologue, if you will.
All right.
Be ready. Everybody, we should all be ready to fight within a short distance from the river.
I don't have a weapon, as it were.
You don't have a dagger.
You don't need
you
to
have
fight.
A dagger.
You just
oh,
need to run.
Still just working with this, eh?
Hubert.
Heard there were some runes floating around.
Just a simple dagger? That's fine.
Nothing's right. Floating anywhere. Hubert, if you see anything, you run.
Nice. All right, I gotta do this. If I'm gonna be a part of the group, as it were, part of the party, gotta make sure I can offer my services. All right, let's see what we see. So Hubert kind of scuttles up to the edge of the water. You see him kind of looking around.
And he's right there?
He's right at the edge of the water, yeah.
Right by the rocks.
Like, should I jump on a rock or just stay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Jump. Yes, jump on a rock. And if you see something, jump back.
Last time it didn't come out until we jumped.
He first he spots a, like, sunflower. And he's like, why?
No.
You, come here often?
I said, do you come here often?
How do you think he's going to make this consummation happen?
Louder.
I'm going to divert my eyes if it does.
And I'm still scanning the river.
Yeah.
Ready to... Oh, what's that? You want to see a test of my bravery? All right. And Hubert leaps across to the first rock and lands. Kind of like... slips a little bit, catches his balance.
Huh? Brother Ramius will move up till he's within 30 feet of where Hubert is right now. He starts.
Yeah, Barnes will keep. Barnes will go through.
Yeah, me too.
Did she say anything about me?
She said, do it again.
What's that?
Do it again.
She said, jump again to the next rock.
Ramius, is that true?
I can't hear you over the rushing water.
I can't say yes. I can't hear. All right. Want to jump again?
Go.
All right.
And Hubert's not here, Bonds. Perhaps
jumps,
here.
Lands on the next rock. Again, slips a little bit. Oh. Everything seems to be all right. Anybody else coming?
Zephyr would approach and start jumping over, too, if everything looks good.
Asta will as well.
Me, too.
And Barnes will use his mirror. He'll double himself to get rock to rock.
See, that would have been an awesome way to get across initially.
So you're going to meet up with Hubert sort of halfway through, or are you going to go ahead of him? You're going to tell him?
No, he's going to lead the way.
So I should keep going. Yeah?
Yes.
All right. And Hubert jumps again and is now like halfway across the river and slips and falls. Oh. And he's like holding on to the rock.
Oh, Hubert!
That's all right. I think I can... I'm going to need a little help here.
I get to his rock.
Please.
And I help him.
Oh, thank you, Zephy.
Zephy.
Look at us.
How does Kate feel about that name?
Zephy.
I don't know.
Your initial reaction was not positive.
Yeah. It's like Katie. I don't like Katie. Mm. So Zeffy.
Ew.
Katie. You know?
You are not a Katie.
Like Zeph.
Zeph is
never
okay.
Be a Katie.
Hey,
Katie Stamos.
I'm gonna
little Katie Stamos.
Stamos. If you say that again,
I love this.
She's gonna throw up.
This is amazing.
Every time she fumbles, way to go, Katie.
Man,
start lighting up the comments. How much you love Katie?
Katie Why do Stamos. I try to be friends with you guys?
Really, your crush.
You help Hubert up. He's like, oh, all right. Hey, don't make her jealous.
Oh, all right.
Sunflower.
Oh God, I think we're okay. I remember being here and there's poor Talitha. Wonder if she still smells good. Probably not. Lots of love smelling her.
All right.
You know what? You don't have to talk
anymore.
What are
you doing up there?
You don't have to talk anymore.
Get across.
Let's keep
jumping.
We should keep going, yeah?
Yeah. Right. I'll jump with him.
I'm a little nervous, but you go jump with me. Right. Here we go. One, two, three. Land on the fourth rock. We're now two rocks away from the other side. The rest of you following.
Yep, Barnes will double himself, then become the next one, then double himself.
Asta keeps pace with Barnes.
Zephy, I think we're going to be okay.
We're home free.
Yeah, don't say that. Seems, is that what you think?
Just seems a little bit easy.
You know what? Maybe you're right, Hubert.
Yeah.
Not even God himself could stop us from crossing this river now.
We'll live forever.
Where are all the elves?
Yeah.
The elves are waiting on the other side of the shore, and they're looking like, should we? Should we come as well or wait until you're across?
Brother Amius will wave them all down so that they're all right next to the rocks.
You see Aleli instructing them. They're not like acrobats or anything. She's like, careful. And they've got this big fucking telescope they've got to take, and they're a little worried. She's like, we're going to need to, we'll figure this out, but we have to be very careful. Don't drop the equipment, all this shit. So they're like starting to bring this stuff across, and it's very slow moving. And Hubert's like, so I guess we should just go. You know, this is the longest conversation I think you and I have ever had.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Very long.
Yes.
It feels long.
So long.
I think we could learn a thing or two about each other, as it were. Yes. What's your favorite color?
It's blue.
Mine's. Ambulance.
Why are you stopping?
What?
Keep so going. Red.
What's that?
Ambulance?
Yes.
Let's just keep going.
All right.
This was enough getting to know each other, I think.
All right. Look at you talking to me with those baby ambulances.
Let's go. And he jumps the next one.
Oh, okay. She jumps too after.
All right. We're only one away. Do you hear that? Sunny? One away from the other side. Be sure to bring her along. Could use her on the journey ahead. All right.
Could use her?
Gross.
That is disgusting.
Is that how you treat your significant others?
What's that, Zephy?
Hubert, you just use them?
Use is a strong word.
Is that what you did to the plant?
I think
we
all use each other just as you used me to cross this river. Don't think that I don't see what's going on here, Zephyr. That's all right. I knew what I was getting into.
I knew I had plot armor.
All right.
Everyone stick as close as possible to humor.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ooh, something smells.
Zephyr, get across. What
Keep
are you doing?
Going.
Bonds, run.
You smell decay.
Yeah.
Now, as you're getting close and it's coming like upwind here and Hubert smells it, ooh. It's awful. Must be Brother Talitha. And Hubert jumps and lands on the other side of the river. See? Easy as pie.
Barnes gets across.
Yep. Barnes and Zephyr and Asta.
Jumps.
You're all across. And Aleli is leading the four sages. Bring the telescope. Are we all right?
Yes,
like it.
No, no.
Wait, let's roll perception.
Yeah,
roll
we'll do
perception.
Another perception from the other side to see if they're safe to bring the
Changing
telescope
my dice.
Across.
Natural 2.
Same exact thing.
15.
17.
18.
It's never going to be enough, is it? It's never going to be enough.
Never.
Look across. There's sort of some waves coming up, like rushing. You don't know if there's something rising out of the water, kind of hiding in wait, or if it's just the wind. Now that you're on the other side, you all smell this smell of decay, and the smell is so powerful. There's no way that it could just be coming off of the remains of Talitha.
What direction is it coming from?
It's coming from
what is that?
Talitha.
Oh.
Hold. We tell the Ellie and the others to hold.
They're like standing on the rocks. There's only one person on the other shore is like holding the butt end of a telescope.
I wonder.
Stay here. It's a little slippery.
Could the creature leave behind some of those pseudopods? It's a kind of trap.
Well, I'm just...
We can't leave them in the middle of the river.
We also can't leave Talitha here.
He said they're in the middle of the river.
Yeah, they're like on the rocks.
We specifically told them to hold before they crossed.
We have a miscommunication.
Yeah, it's miscommunication. You can't hear across the river. They're walking across. Stay here on the rocks.
No, just get across.
All
right, they start coming, but again, it's slow going for them, so they're moving across, and Hubert sort of walks up to Talitha's body.
Don't touch it.
Wait, so her body is there.
Her body is there. So you see now... that there's most of the flesh has been stripped from her. There are still some vestiges of both clothing and skin.
It's been like 2-3 weeks or something.
Yeah, so it's not decay. It's been like
exposure,
devoured by the wildlife.
Yeah, wildlife,
partially devoured. And Hubert's like, "Don't touch. I was gonna hug her."
Don't,
right,
Hubert?
No,
just she never let me. Hugger always wanted to give her a squeeze.
Yeah, so you can't do that in death either.
No.
Okay.
Didn't know. The smell.
That works.
The smell is...
I'm going to look around and do a survival check, like an immediate area around for tracks or any sign of...
Oh! You hear a lolly. And they're like pulling someone who just was slipping off one of the rocks, almost dropped a piece of the telescope. This is very precarious. We're coming. And they're slowly moving across. Give me your survival check.
Okay, survival check is a 25.
25. Downriver a little bit, on this side of the shore, you see something lying on the ground where the smell is coming from. It's like partially covered by some bushes and trees, but you do see like a fold of something coming out. It's like multicolored. The sun is glinting off of it. It has a sort of prismatic effect.
Bonds, look over there. I swear the scent is coming from there. The stench.
Can I roll?
Perhaps a dead creature. Or...
Esoteric lore on it?
Sure.
19.
Without seeing more of what the creature is, it's hard to determine what exactly it is, but it does look to be a large creature.
Are those goggles that Talitha had around? Could we use that? I don't remember what the goggles did that we took.
They are
the ones that we got from the shadow
from the spider guy.
From that guy,
they're like extendo, crazy extendo goggles.
Oh, right. The Looksy Man's goggles.
Yeah,
is that what they're called? Looksy Man.
Looksy Man.
Is that really what they're called?
Looksy Man's goggles. No, they had they were like the greater stock goggles.
Yeah, greater stock goggles because they made your eye stalks.
Yeah.
Because maybe you could put those on and
I think
see
the bonus is
away.
Pretty useless if I remember.
It was not particularly useful. It was a +1 to perception.
Well,
even that would be pretty good.
Smells coming from over there.
I'll be down to stealthily approach to try to get a better look.
With your bow or without your bow? Like armed with your bow or without?
Yeah, I guess armed with my bow. How far away is it?
About 50, 60 feet away.
I'll have my bow out while I'm within volley.
Oof, smell is brutal.
Okay,
the wind is coming up towards you.
Can I go help Ellie?
Yeah.
Can I help them with my using my mirror power? Yeah,
they're going very slow, so you can
kind of
bring
someone
back
with you with that ability.
No,
oh,
but like you can help crawler. It's extremely limited.
Is Asta also sneaky?
No, actually, not really.
I'm sneaky as fuck. I could do it.
I was gonna say Asta would like to look at Talitha's remains and gather anything left of use.
Really? You're gonna loot my body?
Yes. Yes.
Look who you're talking to.
Yeah,
Sydney.
Why is that even a question?
Sorry, you're talking to Asta.
Nope. He's talking to Sydney.
Asta's in the room right now with us.
Is Sydney here?
No. Sydney's gone.
Yeah, you, gear-wise, what What did you have on you? Did you have a lot of gear? You
had goggles. Two striking runes?
You had a crossbow.
You have hand wraps of mighty blows?
It's so much gold that I hadn't told you about that I was inherited wealth.
You had Bolan's weapon?
That's amazing. She took it and never told us.
Well, let me go back to Talitha's sheet. I didn't think I was going to have to relive this again.
Oh, boy.
Relive it.
I don't think there's anything of value here.
Well, we can
hand
take
cross,
this.
Hand crossbow, her umbrella.
Which we took.
Her rapier. She had some shiver on her.
Oh no.
Raymond's nice. Like, you see anything else?
Now you don't care.
No. He's pretending like he doesn't care at all.
Spear frog poison, cytolesh oil, a magnifying glass, and her formula book.
Any gold? Or copper? Or silver?
Probably.
And the goggles.
And a dagger, a rapier, the umbrella injector. Oh, yeah, that was her umbrella actually could inject poison.
Oh, yeah.
See, the umbrella, it's destroyed.
Troy was very anti-umbrella.
Her parasol.
Yes, it's ripped and beyond repair. But you gather everything else. And you, Zephyr, are stalking towards this.
She can speak creature. A lot of languages.
Give me your stealth. You find her languages.
All right. I can speak gnome now. Wow.
Ooh, natty 18.
Natty.
So that's 28.
All right, 28. So you feel like you're being very quiet as you walk through the brush. Is anyone going with Zephyr?
I'm going with her. I'm sneaking too, but I rolled a 9.
All right, so.
Well, I'm staying 30 feet behind her. Do you want me to roll?
No.
Okay.
Just and I'm helping in. With the telescope.
You're helping with the telescope. So because you moved over there, Aleli and the group are. It's a lot easier for them now to get across. And in fact, by the time you're about 15 feet away from this thing, you get the last of them over to the other side, and nothing has emerged. Buggles, you know, is being much louder than you are, but that creature, or whatever you're looking at, is not moving. And as you come around to the brush, you see the half-decayed body of the Amalekana lying in the brush.
Yeah. Whoa.
Dead.
Huh.
How... Can I see how it died?
Do you have medicine?
Maybe.
I'm not
Talitha
trained.
Maybe was toxic to it.
Maybe you want to call Ramius.
I'll coax them over once I see that it's dead, especially Brother Ramius.
He'll come up. He's putting the folds of his robe over his nose. That's horrible. He'll come up to the creature and try to examine. Yeah. Can I do a medicine check on an animal to see if there's a determinate cause of death? See if there's any claw marks or I don't know what it would be. That is a 30.
Whoa. 30.
Medicine. Wow.
So it looks like it's been dead for about less than a week. And it's been half eaten, similar to poor Talitha. And it's you can't determine how many different creatures have eaten from it. You know what I mean? At this point. But you do see several gouges in its body. And maybe some like large jaw marks.
Oh, man. Oh.
So whatever messed us up,
yeah,
absolutely slaughtered this thing and could still be around.
This is the T-Rex moment where like the lesser dinosaur died that hurt us really bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand that.
You don't understand what a dinosaur is?
You don't understand the size categories of dinosaurs?
I believe in the Bible.
Is this a Christian podcast?
Yeah, they're specifically...
A Christian podcast.
What book of the Bible has a T-Rex in it?
On what day of creation did the dinosaurs show up?
Well, speaking of the Bible, not actually what it's like, is like in Fellowship of the Ring, in the movie, when they fight a cave troll and they almost get their asses handed to them. Like they think Frodo dies, like everyone gets the shit kicked out of them. And then it's just like, oh, and then the Balrog comes and it's just like, okay, we just have to go. That's what this is.
Yes.
Like. Yeah. Yeah.
This is about.
Let's go.
Yeah,
let's,
bye.
We should stay in our big group.
So, yeah, Ramius will point out these claw, jaw marks. Barnes isn't there to you three. Just be like, there's some larger creature here. He's looking around, wild-eyed. Much stronger than this. And this we could not face.
Are there tracks?
He's going to turn around and start like walking with his robe. He's not even looking for tracks. He's just going to start walking, like pulling his robes up, walking down toward the telescope and Barnes.
You have an erection?
Like, Barnes!
What? Hiding it.
Well, the way you were walking with your robes.
What do you got there, Ramius?
Well, no, just the idea that it gets tangled in his feet, so he can't move as fast.
Oh, I see.
So he's like rushing.
What is that? A pack of Rolos in your pocket, Brother Ramius?
And he's yelling down, "We have to go! Barnes! We have to go now to the... to the arch, right away. There's something much larger here. Much larger."
Asta is pocketing things.
It was here a week ago.
Lily. It may still be here.
Yes. Well,
are there larger creatures that lurk in these jungles?
I mean, of course there are. You faced some on the gondola when you came in. Our numbers may not scare away larger predators, so it is something we should be careful of. When we get to the arch, we will need to work. So you will have to just make sure we are secure as we set everything up. Time is of the essence.
There's no time for this talk. We have to go now and start the process.
We have to bury Talitha. We have to do something.
There's no time. There is no time.
Oh, Buggles is right. We have to honor your fallen comrade.
We'll make time.
Go ahead.
I will take her body. I will take it.
Her body, it has fed the forest. It has served its purpose.
I have a way I could honor her. No, you guys go first.
Let's bring the body with us so we can bury her near the arch.
We'll bury her near the arch just so we don't spend time at this riverbed is what Asta meant.
She loved that arch.
Just want to make sure we're picturing the same thing here.
Mm-hmm. We're not
headless, mangled, barely recognizable.
Yeah, I will take a...
a little bit of the head look.
I'll take a sheet from my adventurer's pack. I'll wrap her. I'll like roll her into something. She's lost. It's not going to be that heavy. She's not fully there. And I'll pick
lost
it up.
A lot of weight.
Pick it up, and I'll bring it with us.
Even just burying a bit of her remains would be better than nothing.
Yeah, Joe.
Maybe I could have a rib.
What?
No.
Something to remember her.
Hubert, no.
I was thinking that maybe I could ingest her.
Why don't you go find a flower?
I know it sounds strange, but then she would be with us always. Just a little bite.
Sounds like the behavior of a serial killer.
I'm sorry?
Hubert.
Yeah, there you go.
I wasn't the one that struck the killing blow. Just a little taste.
Zephyr backhands Hubert.
Ah! But we were just getting close.
About time.
Sorry.
You're disgusting.
Sorry I brought it up. I just thought it would be a way to honor her. I was thinking of Talitha.
She raises her hand again.
Again.
Did you bring the sunflower?
He says to Aleli. Let's just go.
This fucking guy.
You know, you did the right thing, Zephyr. That was really fucked up what he said. Let's go. She scoops up the remains in like a makeshift cloth and carries Talitha.
We're not far from the arch, as
holding
I recall.
Her
like,
close to
we're
her
almost on the same
We only map. Camped like one day, I think, before the arch. Or did we even camp?
We didn't camp. We came through the arch and went straight here.
Yep.
Oh.
You're so gross.
What? She was our friend.
Maggot infested body up in your ship.
Rolled in a cloth. She
stinks.
Was our friend.
Yeah. What's gross is abandoning our companion here in the forest to be continually feasted upon
by
the same creatures that killed her.
For self-preservation, and now we have the time. So we will properly say her last rites.
Brother Ramius, you of all people should know that we must observe the ritual.
You disgust me, Ramius.
I backhand Brother
Hubert hits you in the nuts.
Zephyr touches the pouch to her side. She's like, we're not going to leave anyone behind.
He's just looking around and starts walking toward the arch.
Aleli?
Yes.
You first.
All of my sages need to pee.
They can pee at the arch.
They need to pee.
They all have to pee.
Should have peed before we left.
Well,
we asked you when we were leaving.
Crossing the river was stressful. It brought it all to the surface.
Why didn't they go in the river? Some of them fell in.
They were carrying things. Can't they just pee?
So go pee.
I could go pee as well. Are we stopping to pee?
No. Aren't we literally like 100 yards from the arch?
No, you're a little further away. I'm sorry, you have to hold it.
You will piss your pants
all right.
As you march.
Oh, yeah, we traveled down and we fought that monkey thing.
Oh, right, there
was a monkey. Oh, scorpion monkey.
So you're going to make us hold the pee through two encounters.
And after you.
The encounter will be no more than right. 24 seconds.
Just, if you have to go, just go, she says to the sages.
24 seconds, two episodes.
You continue walking, and after a couple hours of holding your urine... You see the ruins of this jungle, Ayodhara. in the distance, exactly as before, the arch standing there, half crumbling, a 10-foot-tall stone platform with stairs leading up from the north and the south, while these lower 5-foot platforms bracket the main platform's corners, and they're tipped by obelisks of darker stone.
We already saw the signs of this thing that is going to come and kill us.
It's at the arch. I just remembered.
It's Asta, claw marks.
Asta's oh, right. The body, oh. And Asta goes, the scat.
Yes, an enormous scat pile. Looms
dragon.
To the south.
Well, I don't think anymore.
We dragon, must... how long will you need, Aleli, to set this
it
up?
It looked like a dragon, but I don't think it is.
Dragon?
I do not know. We will work as quickly as we can, and I will need your help with the key. We will need to hang it once the telescope is fixed. And so you approach the clearing, and she looks at you and says, Can we approach?
I'm going to do a survival check to see if there's fresh tracks of this creature right around the Ayudara. 21.
Scat. 21?
So Brother Ramius picks up pieces of the scat. Taste it.
Ramius, no, let me.
It was here Thursday.
It was here Thursday.
Don't the scat. Ramius, you bend down and you see this larger pile of scat in the distance. But you reach down and you do see fresh poop.
And he stands up, staggers back a little bit. Again, he's just like constantly scanning the trees in fear. He's like, it's here.
Or it was just recently. This is fresh, Scat. This is fresh.
Should we wait? Do we know when it's not active, maybe?
Please. You must start. You must start quickly.
We'll establish a perimeter.
Establish a perimeter.
Every roll perception.
Stay close. Don't get too far from each other.
8.
Natty 19.
There you go. Yes.
Or 26.
We got 23.
13.
21.
Zephyr and Barnes. As Ramius is talking, you see a rustle in the bushes up ahead. And watch as this dragon-like creature emerges and starts sprinting towards the party. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, God!
Dragons can't sprint?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I think as an adult, it's important to keep trying to learn new things, stay open to new experiences. I've been trying to like learn more about geopolitics and economics. I bought a couple of atlases, and I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about like just world history and political history. That's kind of my thing. But kids are always learning and growing. But as adults, sometimes you lose that curiosity. What's something you'd like to learn? Gardening, a new language, or maybe how to finally beat your best friend in bowling. Therapy can help you reconnect with your sense of wonder, because your back-to-school era can come at any age. That's one thing that therapy has helped me with, among many, is just having some that perspective of someone with some certain amount of wisdom and training can sort of keep your mind right and emotionally keep you in the state where you can be open to stuff like that. I think that's honestly, it's helped. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
We're back. Roll for initiative.
Oh, baby.
Can I carry over my perception?
Yes, you can carry over your perception.
Can we do it? You can re-roll if you feel like it.
Sorry, I always do this. I'm like, roll, and then I want to use those, and I forget to do it. But yeah, let's use what you actually roll.
I wish you didn't.
But I don't remember what they were.
Oh, I can lie.
Barnes, what was your total?
26.
26 for Barnes, and then Zephyr, you had a good one.
23.
23. I get so caught up in the story that I forget to do the game. what's your Ramus? 21?
21, yep. You remembered that.
I remember that one.
because that one's old enough to drink.
Buggles, what'd you get?
Eight.
Eight for poor Buggles. And then Asta, I think you got 13.
13.
Oof. Asta.
I know.
Oh, we need you better than us.
Because it was unlucky. All right, let's begin the beginning here. It is Barnes's turn. Barnes, let me show you what you see. You see this creature in the distance.
Okay.
It is a dragon.
A dragon.
In the image here, or a dragon or some sort of drake. It is in the worm family. In the image here, it's perched atop of a plinth. But red scales with green and purple, long tail, frond on its back. Real nasty looking creature. And it's emerging from the bushes and rushing towards you. But you have the initiative here. What do you do?
Okay, Barnes is first going to exploit vulnerability.
Okay.
To do esoteric lore. Natural 2.
Oh! That was a big roll.
That was a big roll.
That was a big roll.
So 13, I'm assuming that's a failure, but if it's a critical failure, that matters.
It is a failure, not a critical.
Okay. So I don't get I can do its personal antithesis. I can know what it particularly despises about itself, and I can make fun of its eyebrows or whatever. Okay, and then Barnes, that was first action. Second action is going to move up onto the plinth here.
Okay. Even though these are all at various heights, there's no climb checks involved. You're just stepping up your higher ground.
Yeah, I'm stepping up. Let's check the movement speed. Okay, so actually you can only get onto the first one. And then I will. I'm still out of range.
Big old creature.
You know what? I'm just going to double move and I'm going to get into a stronger position. I'm going to come up to the second plinth. That's not going to be my turn.
Okay.
What movie is it in, Skip, where it's like, you beat the piss out of the man that beat the piss out of me? What am I thinking of? Do you know what I'm.
No.
Fight Club.
I don't think it's Fight Club. Is it? Oh my God. It's Far and Away.
Far and Away?
It's Cole Meany. He says it. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not
they
sure.
They just did a screening of Far and Away at the Museum of the Moving Image a couple of weeks ago.
It's one of the few movies that has it was shot in 70mm and has a 70mm print.
Yeah.
So they're running a series.
And I saw it in the theater opening weekend because it was playing at the theater I worked at in high school.
Oh, wow.
That's so funny.
Right, it was good.
Anyway, yeah. Cole Meany says it. He's like, you beat the piss out of the man, beat the piss out of me. I'm not sure I like that. It's up along those lines. But this thing beat the piss out of the thing that beat the piss out of us.
The curator at the Museum of the Moving Image was like, he actually liked it.
Yeah.
I think you just want to say piss a bunch of times.
I did. I got it out there like 8 times.
1992. Yeah. I don't remember a single thing about it. I remember him planting a flag. That's it.
Yeah.
They're trying to claim there was an acre.
Yeah, it's the Oklahoma Landra.
That's right. Yeah.
It was also a big deal because it was Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise, and it was like their first movie together. And they were just like, oh, the chemistry on the street is going to it's gonna burn up the theaters. It's going to be so hot.
It will be Far and Away the hottest movie ever.
Ron Howard directed it, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Huh.
And Tom Cruise plays Joseph.
Let's just keep talking about Far and Away.
Yep. Yeah.
I'd rather do that than die to this.
Far and Away, a conversation that won't hit Kate at all.
I'd rather fight the dragon than talk about a movie I haven't seen.
Suffer. What do you got there, Katie Stannis?
He's trying to throw you off. Stay focused on the game.
What do you got for my dragon?
I hate you guys. So I was trying to balance, like, dragon probably has breath weapons. I have, like, area of effect.
Yeah.
But I don't want to metagame too much. I want to get within that first half of my range increment. We already discussed that being in monastic archer stance, I can use flurry of blows up to the 100 feet of my longbow, but not my other monk feats, which include stunning fist. So in order to use stunning fist with my flurry of blows, which would be sweet, if it hit this dragon, I need to be within 50 feet.
I think the impulse is to spread out is probably a good one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, but I want to try to get
this thing
stunning
reeks
fist
of breath weapon.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I don't want to be near Aleli and the other people.
Yeah. They'll
so
be fine.
What I'm gonna do.
Well, Hubert's near them, so they'll be fine.
Yes, exactly. He's coming to kill us, not the elves.
She's gonna get into monastic archer stance, scoot up to the stairs right here.
10 feet behind Barnes there.
Yeah, hopefully get some cover just in case because she's by some stuff.
So can the creature see Zephyr right there? And can Zephyr see the creature?
Do I have any cover if I'm right here?
I would say while it's on the ground there, I would give you some cover.
Oh, while it's on the ground.
Oh.
So when it takes off of the air.
Oh, good to know.
You know that thing with wings that's on the ground?
Creature.
You don't say.
Those aren't vestigial.
It did sprint at us, not fly at us.
I think it's just getting ready. It needs a little runway, and then.
But keep in mind, if it can't see you very well, you can't see it very well. So it's going to have the same benefits that you're giving yourself.
All right. Well, instead of trying to do all of that, I'm going to move 35 feet.
Yeah.
Where like no one else is.
Perfect.
Over Nya.
All right. So you slide to the south.
And
soloing.
Let me just double check my.
Let me solo
distance.
Her.
There you go.
All right. Monastic Archer stance, flurry of blows with my bow.
Flurry of bows.
Flurry of bows.
Flurry of bows.
See what you
Come
got.
Come on.
Big old target.
Big star.
13 for the first one.
Okay. My God, bad.
You rolled 3 nat 20s before we started.
That was with
Don't
your
tell
high.
People that.
Okay, you made a mistake. That's supposed to be with your highest base attack bonus, the first attack.
Don't start there.
There's no way you can roll a 13. Is that a
no?
Is that a natural, Katie?
No!
Don't you dare!
Did you nat one?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did you roll on the 13?
3.
Oh my.
Do you have a bottle cap?
I do.
I think we're going to need them for when we die.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I die.
Yeah, why don't you wait till you die?
It's a fan fumble with a ranged action.
At least I move far away from y'all.
I see the title of the one you pull up.
Oh, no.
No.
Is it?
I don't even know what it does, but I know what it does.
Kate's very bad, terrible day.
Yeah, you just know by the title on this one. Eric from Seattle, Washington.
Eric.
Eric with a K or a C?
With a C.
Oh, no.
From Seattle, you have drawn the Dick Cheney. Oh, no.
No.
You want to read this through first?
No.
He shot himself, right?
Hit your ally.
He shot his friend.
I'm going to shoot one of us in the face. You hit your ally. It was an accident, right?
I do that all the time, dude.
Deal half damage to the ally nearest to your target. And the ally has to apologize to you.
So it's Barnes? So listen, Barnes. A couple of things are
really
an
funny.
Issue. It's Barnes, who is closest to what I was trying to hit, but that's out of my first half of my range increment, but it was Flurry of Blows, so it doesn't matter.
And it's also the magical land of fan fumbles, so.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's just an errant arrow, so you do half damage.
All right. Let me see.
Terrible aim.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I got him.
4 points of damage.
And Barnes like, oh!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry. I was in the way of
this
your shot.
This happens frequently
90 degrees.
When I
sorry,
nat one.
I stepped in front of your gun.
Like, when I nat one, this happens all the time. Like, I've almost
Shoot
hit
me.
Buggles, like, twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I feel like you guys know this by
it's
now.
It's the classic ranged fumble submission.
Yeah.
As always, you hit your ally.
Right? Thank you, Eric.
With a C.
With Eric a C. with a C. Wait, are you saying that's the weird Eric?
Yeah.
I think the K is the weird Eric.
I think the K
Eric.
Is no. the weird
Yeah, K's. Well, K implies like some kind of Scandinavian.
Yeah, Scandinavian.
Whatever you Eric said, I was going to denigrate, so.
Okay. Yeah, if I went with a K.
I would have been like, oh, gross. Part of the bit. Are you done with this terrible turn?
Yeah.
It was a great turn. You have diverted its attention in 90 degrees. That's huge. It has to kind of pick one way or the
split,
other.
You've got a triangle.
It can't take all of us on right now. It's the
That's
way
true.
You move.
It can only kill you. Ramius, you're up.
Ramius is up.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
One for Ramian.
What's he going to do?
Well, now that we're so spread out, it kind of hurts the whole situation.
What? You just said I did a good job.
I know, but it's you know, there are benefits and there are drawbacks. I'm going to follow Zephyr. So I am going to cast Bless, and then I'm going to follow Zephyr down. I'm going to follow Zephyr down, staying behind Zephyr, and cast Bless. So you, Zephyr, will benefit from Bless for right now.
Awesome.
Follow Zephyr down, cast Bless. It is Yikes' turn. That's what I've called this creature.
Yikes.
That's good.
Why.
That's good.
All right. Yikes is going to rear its head back. boom, and it spits this like wad of green goo that lands right in the middle of where Zephyr and Ramius is, and then just bursts out 10 feet. Both of you give me a reflex save try and avoid whatever this is.
Gross.
Ramius, that's you.
Okay. What is it, by the way? Remember we did this aura and emanation thing?
It's like a sticky glob.
No, but I'm saying, what is the... Is it a...
That's a 10-foot burst.
10-foot burst. Got it. So for a 10-foot burst, I don't think we're both in there. That's what I want to get into right now. I want to try to really...
I can...
Dime you. A 10-foot burst. You can nickel and dime me. Oh, no. No, you're good. You're good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yes, you are. Shit. All right, here we go. Reflex save is going to be terrible. Right down the middle. That is an 18.
And Zephyr?
25.
25.
Nice.
Yeah. For Zephyr. Okay. Zephyr succeeded. Unfortunately, Ramius failed, but you did not crit fail.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Right down pike.
Ramius, give me a fortitude save. This thing gets you and it's getting on your skin and you feel like you start to feel a little sick.
Oh no.
I don't like that. That looks like a small number from here.
Oh no.
That is a critical fail. I'm
just
sure.
Give him the number.
9. It's a critical fail.
Oh yeah.
It's a guaranteed to be a critical fail.
Yeah, 18 was a fail.
Yeah.
You got any ball caps?
I do. Fortitude.
You have to tell him if it's a crit fail, right?
Crit fail.
Yeah, you don't.
And if he, not before, if he wants to use his bottle cap, we need to know if he wants to
use it.
That's
why I'm waiting to see what you want to do here.
I know.
I'm happy either way.
Or hold it till you die.
Yeah.
You got multiple caps?
But if something puts me down fast, it could mean other people die, right? Yes. So like that's kind of why I'm thinking about using the cap. I'm going to use the cap. I'm going to use the cap.
Cap economy.
To re-roll the fortitude save and just try to avoid a critical fumble. That is a 23.
Nice.
On the reroll.
23 is a fail, but not a critical fail.
Oh, you definitely critical fail.
You take 6 points of poison damage and you're enfeebled 1.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. If you had used the crit fail, though, you would have been like down.
Like enfeebled 3.
This is a incredibly hard creature.
Yeah.
This is, if its DC is 24 or higher.
Yeah, that's... That's
I rolled a 25.
Way higher level.
Well, it's one of these like single creatures that we fight. It's like they're
it's the big bad.
I mean, this is fine. It's not bad. Like enfeebled for Brother Ramius doesn't matter.
Yeah, for
it's
you fine. That doesn't matter.
Yeah, but don't get hit by it.
Got it.
You are. This is a poison. So you're gonna roll on this every round to see which stage you go at or if you cure it.
Oh, so he'll
So this could continue to get worse.
Okay.
Well,
oh, God, Brother Ramius.
Right, that was one action.
Does enfeebled affect your save that would help you on the
board? That was 2 actions.
I think it does, but I'm not sure. We'll find out right now.
That was 2 actions, and then with his third action, it just like...
No, just strength.
It moves with incredible speed right up next to Zephyr.
Ooh.
And steps through its own gunk.
Steps right through its own shit.
Yeah.
And now it's right on top of Zeph. And now it's going to be Asta's turn.
Okay. Man, that changed what I wanted to do because it moved so close.
It's perfect.
But I think... She's going to spell strike, obviously.
We could flank it. I'm on one side of it.
She's going to move to be flanking.
And now you're in Bless.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And flanked.
Nice. Love that.
And you can spell strike.
Love that for me. She's going to spell strike.
Love that for you.
Thank you.
Love that for me.
So movement, first action, spell. Which one is she going to do? What's she going to do?
The one that does the most damage.
Yep.
Do the good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
I feel like I always choose the same one.
The best one.
Well, no, you have the bleed one. Do you use that, right?
Gouging claw. Yeah. Is it gouging claw?
I believe it is.
Yes.
Gouging claw.
Gouging claw, hidden dragon, although we can see it.
Nice.
Nice.
Bottle cap.
Don't give him any ideas.
Cap.
All right.
The worst joke I've ever made. All right.
Let's go.
I mean, that's really hard for Skid to do, so I think you should give him the bottle cap.
Come on, man.
It pained him.
Like that.
So, Katana's already out. She was on guard.
Add the blast.
That's going to be a 26.
That's a hit.
Yes!
So that's going to be...
That is huge.
First up, Katana damage. 10 okay. points of
slashing,
and then I'm doing gouging claw, which is 3d6 slashing.
Let's... Gouging claw, hidden dragon.
Nice. That's what I'm doing
hitting
now.
Dragon. Nice.
Hey, quit while you're not ahead.
You rescued it. Okay. Okay.
13 points of slashing, and then plus 3 persistent bleed.
13 on 3d6?
Yep. Yes.
Nice. 13, and then you said 3 persistent bleed. That'll tick on its
huge.
Turn.
Huge.
All right.
So that's two actions move. Yes. So that's
good
my
job.
Turn.
Good turn.
You did your part.
Huzzah.
Awkward clap.
Awkward clap.
Boom. Saucington. Finish out the round here. Buggles.
Okay.
It's bleeding.
Come on, Buggles.
It's bleeding.
It's bleeding.
He's going to scurry through the underbrush towards the plinth to the west. And he's going to press his little fingers to his temple. Boom. Frostbite. Sphere of cold shoo, closes around it. Please give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save is a 30.
Okay. That's I rolled really well on the damage, but it doesn't matter because that's a critical.
Nice frostbite.
Shit.
Dragons notoriously fortitudinous. Round two, Barnes.
Okay. Barnes is going to approach. He's going to get you right there, I believe. He's going to move south off the plinth.
So you're about 15 feet away to the west.
Yes.
Also known as there.
Also known as there. but what's important
is... This is a podcast.
I'm going to describe what happens next, which is the important part. Lay off me.
I can't believe he moved there.
And then I will glint the mirror, second action.
Okay.
And appear in flanking with Asta right in the square...
next to Zephyr.
Can I be right diagonally across from it and leave us a space between me and still flanking, right? I can draw a line to the center of the...
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks flanky.
Yeah, for sure. That's flanky.
Am I in Bless at this point?
No. Nope. Just outside of it, but
yep, straight
you would be in Bless if you were next to Zephyr and still flanking.
Then I will do that. I got to move Barnes another...
Boom.
Yep.
So now you're in Bless. You move Barnes.
15, yep.
So you move Barnes, you use this action.
Yep, third action, attack.
Third action, attack.
So now I get blessed.
Off guard.
Bless the flanking.
Natural one.
Bless.
Natural one.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my...
I was going to bring mine today, I forgot.
This is actually the same. This is the blue Labradorite, which is the Matthew dice for all this.
Gorgeous.
See what happens.
Giant die.
Is that right?
Natural two.
Wow. Wow.
Are you ready?
Norse Foundry.
Yeah. Thanks, Norse Foundry.
Back into the box.
Back into the box you go.
We sang
Back
for
to
it.
To the box you go.
The random numbers.
Oh, man, I love that. I do this awesome thing. Then this awesome thing. Now I attack.
Now I have to set up this awesome thing.
So it's like eventually I have to get to the die roll.
Right.
Zephyr, this thing is right on top of you. What do you do?
All right. I really don't want to be right next to it. So what I'm going to do is take an action to leave monastic archer stance, flurry of blows with a free hand and a leg.
Free hand and a leg.
Ooh.
Regular way, so okay. I can get my bless with the attack and like the flanking. All
right, come on. And you can stun it, right?
You start doing some crazy.
Hopefully. I mean, it's fortitude.
Full Muay Thai. It would be almost
really,
impossible, but sure.
Yeah, if it rolls like a natural one.
Action Kate.
Don't fucking roll my rolls.
You would already roll my
17.
Yes.
Second one.
Oh, I thought it was natural 17.
Oh, wait, what's the bless?
Plus one.
Okay. I've been rolling so good for like dumb checks, mm-hmm. like perception,
yep.
initiative.
Yep.
Stop
doing checks.
Doesn't hit. This giant thing in front of her, she hits it, but it's just like not going through. It's weird. Dragon armor or something.
That's right.
So for her final action, she books it. See ya. 5, 10.
At that moment, it does a reaction.
No.
It goes to strike out at you. Does a 28 hit?
Hold on. Let me go back. Okay. Yeah.
Its tail twists around and hits you. You don't take any damage, but you can't move. You have to stay right there. It disrupts your action.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Rude.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like stunned a little, like the wind's knocked out of her a little bit. And she's like,
I'm not finished with you yet.
Wow.
Ramius.
It's a cool reaction.
Yeah.
Ramius!
Oh, he wants to keep us here.
He's getting sick. Yeah. He's like, oh,
yeah.
He can feel something coursing through his veins. He's going to die today.
Ramius.
He will start by.
Yeah, wait, Ramius or the dragon?
Ramius. Oh. He's going to start. Poison is so scary. And I mean, that was a natural 16 that failed.
Yeah.
So I'm destined for critical failure. All right, he is going to.
Trying to think, do you roll for affliction at the beginning or end of your turn?
Probably end, right?
Yeah, it's the end of your.
I forgot. I meant to look this up and I.
Why do I forget every time?
I feel like it's got to be
typically
end.
It's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
It seems OP.
Persistent Johns are always at the end of your turn, but yeah.
It's like a killer if it's not, though. You would never get to take your turn.
Well, I mean, you take the damage once a round, right? And I took it, and
it's kind of important because it would determine. I mean, either way, you're enfeebled one right now, and then we'll see if.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now, but it wouldn't make any sense for you to do it on the beginning of the round. What's the duration of the stage is actually what matters.
And I'm seeing end of turn here.
Maybe it actually ticks on your turn.
At the end of the stage's listed interval, yeah, so if you attempt a new throw.
If it's one round, it would be the end of.
Yeah, it's on your turn that it would tick. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, because it's a full round. Yeah, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Still in the throws of stage one.
Yeah. All right. He is going to focus on his bless and expand it. So now it'll be 25 feet. So that would reach to the other side of the creature barns right now, should you need. And then, this is very interesting.
It looks like it happens on your turn. Based on end your turn in the player core. If you have persistent damage condition, you take the damage.
This isn't persistent damage.
No, I know. After you take the damage, you can attempt a flat trick to end persistent. You then attempt any saving goes for ongoing afflictions, which is what this is.
Got it.
Many other conditions.
Okay, so I attempt the saving throw at the end of my turn.
End of my turn, yeah.
But the damage would probably tick on your turn. Is what I'm saying. Whatever. All right, he is going to expand, and then... This is a really weird
situation. Expand that blesk.
Expand that blesk. Assuming the creature has used its reaction, he's going to move... 15, 20, 25. He's going to move up behind Asta, so he's kind of in range of everybody now for a heal as needed, and he is going to do a battle medicine on himself and attempt to... get rid of this poison, which is, you know, just flavor-wise. So I'm just going to try to heal the hit points. Okay. Here we go. Here's the attempt, and I fucking fail.
Oh, no.
I failed. I needed a natural 4 or higher.
Oh, my God.
I rolled a natural 3.
Jesus.
You don't have to answer this question.
Jesus. Okay. Jesus.
When you were prepping this monster, did you think TPK?
I didn't prep this monster.
I think it's a little early for that. I think we can still turn this around.
That's an honest answer.
I'm excited. I think I'm feeling really, really good.
I think the monsters
that right there didn't lose us the battle. But
no, but the monsters
Sydney
are challenging.
Sydney is going to hit every single round and kill it.
Yeah.
Six.
Do you
want to
make a bet?
Rounds.
No.
Yes.
What about parlay?
These poor rolls turn any situation into
Very scary.
Every one of us.
That's his turn. He's done.
Okay.
All right. So now I roll against the affliction.
Robot.
Thank you.
That is a 17.
All right, so you are going to move on to stage 2, which means you will take 1 point of poison damage.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yep, not bad at all. And an enfeebled 2.
Okay.
So you're now at stage 2. This is the second round that you've been privy to it. It's X amount of rounds, most poisons are, until you die. It's now Yikes' turn.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
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 I wonder what it's going to do with us all around it.
It's going to do something called Draconic Frenzy, which is going to be 3 attacks for the price of 2. So let's do a stinger strike at Asta. It's like tail with the little poisonous stinger at the end of it just right in ya. Not a great roll.
Oh, just a regular hit.
That's going to be a 21.
That hits.
Okay.
But nothing crazy.
That's not a great roll.
It's going to crit constantly.
Crit the rest of it.
A regular hit is a win.
Yeah.
14 points of piercing. Go ahead and give me a fortitude save.
Okay. Let me just
DC 28 fortitude.
14 save. Down. Fortitude, you say?
Yes. Fortitude, is it?
Fuck my ass.
Oh, no.
Wow.
14.
It's a critical failure. You go straight to stage two. You are also enfeabled too. You remember the one that's going to hit every single round?
That's
well, now I'm dead. Well, and, now we're done.
And you take 3 points of poison damage. Okay. 3 points of poison damage, enfeabled two. Now we're having fun.
We are going to die.
Okay. I take back everything I was saying before.
Tail whips around, comes at Barnes here. This is obviously with the map. And here we go. That's going to be a miss with a 17.
Nice. Oh, okay.
That's good.
And then it will attempt a fang attack on Zephyr with its lowest here. And that's probably going to be a hit with a 21.
That's exactly my AC.
Exact your AC. Shoot, I got to find my D10s. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Where the hell did I put
same
my D10s?
Same joke every time.
Where did I put them? I don't use them that much.
That's a lot.
You use them all the time.
We get the dust off them. Do you hear the dust at home, folks? It's going to be 14 points of piercing. Actually, not a great roll. It has one action left, and it goes to grab you. Now, obviously, it will have to be a grapple action here. It's no longer free.
No longer free.
And you take the map.
This came up on cannon fodder, grab ability, or strike. This attempt neither applies nor counts towards the creature's attack.
That's right.
However, it's not a freebie.
I knew
anymore.
That. I just wanted you to find it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah.
So it's going to teach a man to fish.
It's going to be an athletics check against your fortitude DC. So look at your fortitude.
Okay.
Add 10. And prepare to die.
And prepare to die. You ain't going nowhere.
That is going to be a 31.
Why?
What type of success is it?
It's the best, really good.
Like the best possible success?
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Like of the critical value?
I have an 18.
See, this is why you have to like it.
Now, all of a sudden, I like a new grab. All right, so you are restrained until the end of my next turn, unless you move or the target escapes.
Well, restrained is just tough.
Well, restrained, I'm off guard.
I bury the lead here. The target is restrained. You are restrained until the end of your next turn. You're not just grabbed.
You can't attack.
All I can do is attempt to escape.
Oh boy.
Or force open my bonds.
Yep. And restrain. You put the restrained condition on there. It's going to make it.
Does
even
that also mean Asa doesn't have flanking?
Asa is flanking with me.
Oh yeah,
she does. That's right. Yeah. That's right. But yeah, I wonder if I think Zephyr doesn't threaten, right?
Forgot about my flanking bonus last time.
Well, I'm off guard, so...
You're off guard. You can look that up, but...
Just because you can't attack. So
you're tied up in the creature as you pinned. You have the off guard and immobilized conditions. You can't use any attack or manipulate actions except to escape or force open your bonds.
Yep.
Restrained overrides. Grabbed. Hell of a round for this guy, huh?
For real.
Yikes. He's bleeding.
This feels like a gauntlet.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the bleed. Yeah.
All right. Let me roll against the bleed. Nat 5. So he will continue the bleeding condition, and he will take 3 sad little points.
Awesome.
Good.
And now it's Asta the 6th turn. Asta, wait. Hold on. Let me get Enfeebled 2 on there for you. Boop. Shboop. And then I'll do the same thing to Ramius. Where is that piece of shit?
Wow. Such hostility.
Shboop.
From our GM.
Shboop.
From our beloved
GM.
Yep.
Magnanimous.
Enfeebled is like the worst thing for Asta to have. It's like she feels her grip, her two-handed grip on her katana. It's like she can't quite grip it as hard, you know? Like, it's just such a crazy feeling to suddenly be enfeebled too.
It's harder to hit, and if you do hit, you do less damage.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad.
So but he's bleeding. This creature's bleeding. She's
bleeding.
Like,
you smell the blood?
Yes.
You're a fox.
Yep. She's sniffing that air. She knows it's taking that damage. Bleed for me. And she's going to cast her Force Fang, which is one of my focus spells, using it to recharge. Doesn't take the map because it doesn't have the attack trait.
It provokes, doesn't it?
I'm going to spell strike next round anyway. So
and that provokes.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Are you using a move action?
Nope. It's just Force Fang. One action, John.
It's special.
It'll recharge. So you're going to take 1d4 force damage plus one. Let's see. 3 points force damage.
Okay.
And now my spell strike is recharged. So I'm going to try. It's less to hit, but I have to try.
And you're flanking still?
And I'm and am I in Bless?
Yeah.
So plus two for Bless.
Plus one.
Plus one for Bless.
I thought you you expanded the range.
The range, yeah.
Got it. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here.
What is it?
No!
It is not a one. Is it a one?
Oh my god, it is.
You literally cannot be like, might as well just roll because the dice hears you and then it makes itself a
weapon. Sydney, throwing dice is unacceptable.
We are adults.
I hate it.
Fan fumble. I don't care.
Wow. You don't care about it? Wait a minute. Is this a magic fan fumble or a melee fan fumble?
I don't know.
What is this?
I don't care.
It's magic. It's a spell strike.
Oh, it's magic.
Spell strike.
Come on.
Why don't we just do melee? Because it was a spell strike.
Nah.
All right, this one from the Suspicious Bulge from Akron, Ohio.
The Bulge.
Bulge.
He's back.
The Bulge is back.
Left or right, Bulge?
Bulge is back.
This one is called Ennui.
Ennui.
Your magic leaves your body with an insignificant poof, taking with it all sense of joy in the world. The combat is pointless. Your life lacks purpose, and you are better off going home and taking a nap.
Am I doomed?
Until bedtime.
What's wrong?
Your spell fails. Roll a will save.
Oh my god.
More dice.
14?
It's a failure.
Is that a critical
failure?
It
would be against my will DC.
No, against its AC.
Against its AC, so failure.
Okay.
Failure. Okay.
Am I depressed?
You are slowed one, and you drop to the last initiative space.
Are you kidding me?
So this creature goes twice before you go.
Are you kidding me?
That is...
Wait, she's already after the creature.
Horrible.
Are you joking my ass? The Bulge? Fuck off.
No, it won't go twice. I'm sorry. But you just go at the end of the round.
She drops one space.
It's not a huge difference.
No.
Well, but I'm
slowed
sad. One.
But being slowed is very bad. Huge
and that was devastating for Magus.
That was my whole turn because I recharged my spell strike, lost it, and that's my turn.
It's all right. We can still turn this around.
No. I'm considering seppuku.
Optimus Cage.
Considering
we can still turn this around.
Well, let's make things worse. Give me a fortitude save against the poison.
You know what? I'm going to use a different die this time.
That'll work.
Switch it up. You know, I'll use my die.
It's the die's fault.
I feel like the odds are you should use the dice that you just rolled the one on.
I'm going to use my... Because what are the odds? I threw it across the room.
You could never find that.
All right, let me get it.
No.
All right, here we go. I'm going to roll a Sydney die.
Sure.
Jesus.
Available now. Glass Cannon Podcast.
Oh my God! We told you not to use a different die!
Was it another nat one?
Oh my God, on the poison, that's stage four. That's permanent death!
Wow.
And Kate is laughing so loud.
I know. You know what? Sometimes just like total destruction, even if it's at your expense, is fun.
I ripped
out
my headphones.
Sometimes total destruction is just a joy to watch.
It's hilarious.
You're going to take another 5 points of poison damage and you remain enfeebled too.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
Okay. So it doesn't get,
it
doesn't get worse than where I'm at.
But I want to remind you, the combat is pointless.
Yeah.
And your life
has
no meaning.
No, she knows.
Until you feel bad.
No, she knows.
Until she goes to bed at night.
Until
there is no
nap.
End to this. Oh, it says until bedtime.
Yeah, until bedtime.
You know what?
So I guess that's
how
the duration.
About the forever sleep?
But you know what? It's bedtime right now. We're staying up past our bedtime, so the Ennui's over.
You see her katana just kind of almost slip out of her grip, and she just stands there, eyes glazing over, and she kind of just looks, 1,000-yard stare, looking off. Shaking her head.
Why are we doing this?
Oh my God, why are we even here? It doesn't matter.
What planet are we on?
Barnes, or maybe Ramius behind her hears her go. It doesn't even matter. I don't even want to be around anymore.
I don't even want to be around.
I have too much shit in my pockets. So much shit on me.
I don't know.
Aleli's probably like...
Yeah, Aleli and the other elves are like...
Yeah, oh man, all those other elves. I can't stand NPCs in this kind of... Brother Ramius turns and is like, are you going to help us or what?
Well, it is Buggles' turn. Buggles had a rough first round with the fortitude save from this creature. You are far away. There, you're about 15 feet to the northwest, standing right at the edge of this gateway. What do you do?
So, speaking of having a tough time, I was informed that I've been doing the damage wrong on my ignition spell.
You've been underdoing your damage?
No. I've been very kind-hearted snitches out there. have told me. But I want to make sure that I am doing this right, because this is one of these, like, thing. Like, you have to be a Talmudic scholar to parse through some of the damage. Yeah. And so the amped version. So ordinarily, the heightened version of ignition, which I'm at, it does 3d4 damage, plus 3d4 damage. And then when I do the amped version, it says the initial damage changes to 1d10 plus 1 fire splash damage. So the argument that was made, I guess, is that that just means the first die of the three dice that you roll, and not that the dice.
So it's not 3d10; it's 1d10 plus 2d4.
What is the exact wording? The initial what?
The initial damage changes to 1d10 fire damage plus 1 fire splash damage.
Are there other instances where initial damage means the first dice out of multiple?
This is the thing. Like, I've never encountered this anywhere else. So yeah. I don't know if this is right. But then it goes on to say, when using amped ignition as a melee attack, which is what I've been trying to do, increase the damage dice of the initial damage from D10s to D12s. So that implies multiple dice are rolled that are not D4s. So what the fuck?
I have been on cannon fodder in a month.
I would just say, just do roll a bunch of D12s and add them all up and do that much damage. All right.
That doesn't sound right.
Initial like damage it. Is like the initial group of damage, and then there's like persistent damage, and then your splash damage. Like your splash
yeah, that's
damage
what it's
is
like.
One.
It's
not the
it
first
sort of,
dice you roll.
Is it distinguished from like the splash damage?
It was individual dice. Damage, it would say like one of your dies as a D10. It would say that.
I think there was a lot of chatter that Buggles damage, a lot of people sort of agreeing
well,
that something
was
off with Buggles
yeah,
damage.
But I think people weren't taking into account that I'm rolling D12s because I was in melee even 5 feet away. So I wasn't rolling D10s, I was rolling D12s. And I thought, like, the last one that I had, like, I rolled, like, incredibly well. So, but then I think, like, that was something else that I saw, was that, like, this is, I shouldn't be able to roll, like, 3D12 at all. Or 3D10 even.
Right.
So, okay. I don't know.
And what's it called again, the power that you use?
That's ignition.
Ignition.
I'm looking at the phrase initial damage in relativity to like immunities, resistances, and weaknesses, and it says initial damage in addition to persistent immunities, resistances, weaknesses. It's not like the initial dice and then the other dice are different.
The initial damage.
I think initial is distinguishing it from the persistent
like the
fire
damage.
Yes.
And the
yeah.
The persistent damage that can ensue on a.
Well, height. I do get on a critical. I do get persistent damage.
Right. I think that's what initial means. Non-critical. Non-persistent,
non-splash. Okay.
That would be right. The way I read that, because in ignition's text for heightened, it says the initial damage increases by 1d4, and the persistent fire damage on a critical hit increases by 1d4. So that text is distinguishing those two things,
right?
Even though they're both
three. And where does it go to 1d10? What power is making go to
when 1D10? I amp it? When I my psyche is unleashed and I spend a focus point and it gets amped, then it goes from d4 to d10 or d12 if I'm in melee.
Yeah, and he can only do that for two rounds, and then he becomes fatigued.
And I can only amp it. I only have two focus points, and so
right, and
so that's the limitation on it.
I see.
So I just want to say, like, to the people out there that did try to call me out, you're just lucky that this is a tabletop role-playing show and not, like, The Wire.
Are you fucking happy? Are you happy, nerds?
I'm just saying.
You hate fun?
You know what happens to snitches.
Where's Wallace?
Where's Wallace String? All right, so what's going on here?
All right, I'm on the Pathfinder 2E subreddit, which we all know is the last official word on everything. But I see enough upvotes here that this seems to make sense. You know this better than I do, so see if this makes sense to you. This guy, I'll call him out, a wizard named Lizard. Cool handle.
There you go.
Unless he wrote shitty stuff about us, then fuck him. The text says the initial damage changes to 1d10 fire damage plus 1 fire splash damage, so it does replace the number of dice rather than just the type. It's a small damage boost to amp to start with, 1d10 plus 1 instead of 2d4, but the melee's usage doesn't benefit as much, 1d12 plus 1 instead of 2d6. But once you're into heightened territory, the amped version starts to be far more appealing because you're looking at 2d10 plus 2 splash damage instead of 3d4, or 2d12 plus 2 splash damage
yeah.
instead of 3d6.
But wait, what is the... what is the heightened territory now? Now that we're third
now
level, it's
height.
Now third it's level. Two.
They automatically.
Because I did that before. Because I made that complaint before. It's like why bother amping it at first level? Because the average damage that I would do is going to be like the same or better. Not amping it.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's like okay.
As you start leveling up, yeah. Heightening is good.
So now it's like it's so I should in melee I'd be rolling 2d12 plus splash instead of 3d12.
Got it.
That's
okay.
What I was doing wrong. I got confused by the heightened damage.
I guess I got confused.
Still want to know where Wallace is. That's for another time.
Miss Wallace.
All right, so I'm going. So he's going to like unleash his psyche. This the Kulakon emerges. He's,
Troy, if you roll a critical success on this fortitude save, I'm going to be so angry.
There's no fortitude save here.
Oh, great. This is just an attack roll. Yeah. All right, great.
So he's going to.
I'll roll anyway.
He'll be like, we spent all that time. He just rolled a critical success.
Well, he could end up biffing it.
Am I where I'm standing with my reach, am I flanking with Zephyr?
Can you flank from range?
Zephyr can't flank right now because
I'm immobilized.
She's not threatening at all.
You see her
cool chains.
Right, she's technically not threatening it.
Okay, so I will step 10 feet to my east and snaps his fingers.
Let's and you see. Got Bless, plus one from Bless.
Okay.
All right, so it's off guard even though it's ranged?
Yeah. Okay.
It's melee.
I don't know because it's melee. I know it's considered melee, but he's not in melee range. So
no, it is. It's a melee attack.
I understand that. I'm saying by the rules of flanking, but this could be a fringe case.
What?
I don't think that makes
What if sense. I had like a spear? What if I had a long spear?
If he had the reach to hit him in melee, he's threatening.
Okay. Yeah. I understand.
But I miss anyway. 18.
Damn it.
Flippity do. But we learned. We learned a lot.
We did.
Thank you, a wizard named Lizard.
We owe it all to a wizard named Lizard. Right.
The important part was the friends we made along the way.
What did we learn today, class?
Nothing but scathing reviews. All right, just a heads up. Next round, Asta will go right around here. But instead, we go to the top of round three. And it's old Barnes' turn. Barnes, a.k.a. our last hope.
I wouldn't go that far. The original Barnes, the one to the west, disappears.
I prefer Barnes' original.
So, at this point, who can tell?
All right, so new Barnes stays.
Yep, and I am flanking, and I will strike out with the short sword. Come on. Okay. 23 to hit. Off guard.
Hit.
Okay.
Yes. Nice.
All right, and... Okay. It's going to be 19 points of damage with the personal antithesis applied.
19 nice. Points of
Get
damage.
Out of here.
Yes. And
I rolled very
it's
well.
Dead.
It's dead.
Oh, shit.
It's not dead. All right.
I thought it had the same amount of hit points as Brother Ramius.
I assume that of every opponent.
How's it looking though?
Great.
Looks great, honestly.
All right, really let's good. Play strategically here. So yeah, Barnes is going to
About time.
He's going to reach out and cast guidance on Zephyr.
Oh,
yes!
With his new, with my new archetype.
Yeah. Sky Sage. Baby.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Sky Saging it up. Hold on a second. All right, so you can. All right, so let me go back to flanking. I don't think you're flanking. It doesn't matter here, but you're going to flank with us anyway.
Yeah.
But it does say under flanking, you must be wielding melee weapons or be able to make an unarmed attack,
which he did,
in order to flank. So you're considering that an unarmed attack, the spell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's a... Yeah.
I don't know. If you're going to call it a melee attack,
like if he were attacking, trying to use me as flanking, that wouldn't work because, like, I couldn't just, like, do an attack.
Right. Unarmed right. attack is, like, it's basically capital U, capital A. It's meant to be unarmed attack.
I think that's what it's meant to be.
Yeah,
but
it's not meant to be,
at the
like,
moment that he, at the moment he attacks, he's making a melee attack.
Right.
And I am also threatening in melee position.
Yeah.
In flanking position.
Like, I wouldn't be threatening for his purposes.
Yeah.
But he's threatening for mine.
Yeah.
I mean, the pertinent thing is that this creature is being...
Distracted.
There are opponents on opposite sides of it. And yeah,
they could make a melee attack at this
point. I've never hated Pathfinder more in my life. I do right now.
In this moment.
Flat-footed has always been a bugaboo.
I hate learning also.
Yeah, it sucks. I've done enough learning. I'm in my 50s.
Brain stretches and it sucks.
Done learning.
That is exactly what my dad says.
I don't need to meet any new people. I memorized every baseball player up to like 1989.
I don't need any new rules.
Done. That's it.
No new friends, no new rules. I'm done.
All right. It used its reaction already, right?
Yep,
so I'm going to...
Well, no.
Yes. I just said yes and I wasn't listening. That was like 10 rounds
for what?
To restrain. Oh, that was
the last round.
To restrain.
No, the restrain was another. Was during its turn.
Yeah.
Its attack.
So if I move away, I'm probably going to get stopped.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. You ain't going nowhere.
So.
You could try.
No, it's not. There wasn't even a roll. Oh, it was against Fortitude DC and it crushed it.
Yeah. No. You're mixing it up. It's an attack roll. And if it succeeds, it doesn't do any damage, but you can't move. That's what happened to
Zephyr. Yeah, and you like you.
It stops. The restrain was after its turn during its physical attack.
Yeah. I'm saying restrain. I meant it literally stopped Zephyr from moving.
Yes, but it was an attack roll, not
it was an attack roll.
Yeah, not against
the fortitude save was the actual restrain.
It wasn't a fortitude save. It was an athletics roll against fortitude DC. Yeah. So this would be against your AC. It'll probably hit.
I mean,
it's definitely gonna hit. So I'm gonna take another action. I'm gonna take another attack.
Okay. Come on, whatever.
Natural one.
I swear to God, you guys gotta stop. Just be like, oh, I'll just attack again.
Stop, just swing.
We keep doing that and doing natural ones.
Oh my God, this is so bad.
Three natural ones.
Why does this keep happening to us?
I don't know.
All right, this one from Matt in Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, hi, Matt. I live there.
Hi, Matt. Matt.
I live there.
Hey, Matt.
Was that
you go to high school, Matt Heritage? Fuck you.
Was that maybe a little sexy?
Oh.
It's been so long since you felt the sensual touch of another. Being so close with not this, true. With all this grunting and sweating, did that enemy just wink at you?
Oh,
those
I love
glistening
this.
Muscles look extra taut from this angle. Your attack misses, and you must roll a will save.
Oh my God, I love this fan.
Oh. Barnes is thirsty. I mean, as was made evident in the elf party, too.
Yeah.
Will save.
Will save. Against what's the DC?
Will save.
Against what's the DC?
It's AC.
It's AC.
AC. Oh, God. Here we go.
Come on.
17.
Oh, my God.
Fail.
Yeah.
Wow. You are stupefied one for 1d4 rounds.
I love it.
I'll help you out with that.
God.
How many rounds, LaValle?
So what about this monster, like...
Two.
Got you looking twice at it.
It was made muscles. Clear here. It was
the
glistening muscles look extra taut from this angle.
Wow.
This is Drumskank, by the way.
Drumskank
from Twitch. Okay. What's up, Drumskank?
Oh, God.
With so many fumbles,
great.
It's nice we get to hear from so many different people.
We're hearing from the fans a lot today. Shut up.
Well, at least I cast the spell before I became super fat.
Yes.
Look at all the weird stuff on all of you.
Wow.
It's a bad situation.
A lot of condition.
It's like a foundry is really highlighting our failure.
Failure's never been more evident as it is on Foundry. Anything else, Barnes?
No. The other reason I chose to stay is I could be offer Asa some flanking in her enfeebled state.
But she doesn't go for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Zephyr, you're restrained. What do you do?
You've got guns.
Zephyr's going to attempt to escape.
Okay.
Using her acrobatics check instead of an attack modifier.
Using all three actions. All right, so let's look at escape here. You can use whatever you want. You said athletics. Oh, it's going to be against the athletics DC.
Yes.
You're choosing acrobatics over unarmed attack or athletics. Okay. Let me get my athletics DC.
Do I also get a boost from Bless, Joe?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, so it's plus two.
Well, I don't know. No, probably not. I'm sorry. It does have the
attack of bless.
It has the attack trait, but it probably is not considered an attack roll. Or
I think it is.
You got to get into the nitty gritty of bless.
You get a plus one to attack
strike
rolls.
Right. You've got to attack rolls. Yeah.
It still has an attack trait.
It has the attack trait.
Yeah, it says attack rolls. It didn't say strike. So I'm going to say yes, you get the bonus.
Yeah.
It's a plus
blessings
one or a
from
plus
beyond
two.
Help your companions strike true.
I'm trying to strike
lowercase s.
It so
lowercase
it lets
s.
me go.
S.
One.
Lowercase a.
Plus one. Stop it. It's plus one or plus two?
Plus one.
Plus three.
No, it's plus one.
It's not an auction.
I'm going to go plus three.
You plus said, one, plus one. Oh, you here, plus two over here. Plus two.
You said plus two, but it's a plus one. It's
plus two total because of guidance. Yes.
You give guidance? Are those...
They can stack.
It's a status bonus. Bless.
And guidance is a status
bonus. Yeah, I was going to say.
Fuck. I thought.
Man, if I just shut my mouth, you guys will try to pull any
up.
Shit.
Not me.
All right, so plus one.
Ooh,
whatever.
You're the one who yelled,
Hell yeah, when it applied.
And then said, plus three.
I was kidding.
All right. Now, do you have restrained on your character sheet?
I do. I have
off guard.
Set.
Do you have immobilized? Because all those things will affect your athletics.
Add immobilize. It doesn't affect my acrobatics roll.
Nothing does?
It affects my AC.
If you check restrained, immobilize comes on.
Yeah.
Immobilize does not impact your acrobatics.
Yeah.
Just means you can't.
Just off guard does, right? No, just AC.
Off guard just affects your AC, yeah.
Okay, you got this easily. First roll.
Come on.
27?
Come on!
27. Get rocked.
You get free.
Yes!
And remove the grabbed, immobilized, and restrained conditions imposed by your chosen target.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, first action, you're no longer restrained.
All right.
All three actions, you said.
I thought she would take all three actions because she'd fail.
Oh,
yeah, he was just being a dick.
I was just being mean.
He was being a dick.
I was ignoring him.
Just being mean, little kid.
So she smacks it in the elbow. And it goes, ow. And then she runs.
The dramatic retelling here around the campfire.
Oh, I've got really PTSD. Young.
She runs away 35 feet.
Do you?
Oh, no.
Do you?
Where?
Come on.
Ghost ride the tail whip.
It's like our eternity.
This is going to be a strike.
Dude.
With that sting on the tail. Gonna be.
And you're flanked. You're off guard.
Stop it. 20.
Miss.
Yes.
Awesome.
Wow.
She
amazing.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Get away. I rolled real bad.
That's amazing.
And she gets into monastic archer.
Yes.
There we go.
This is huge.
Third action.
Things are happening.
Rabius.
Ramu.
He is going to cast.
Oh my God.
He is going to.
Ramu.
You're like on one today.
He is going to cast heal on Barnsey.
Okay.
I've only taken 4 points of damage.
Yeah, you should really.
Oh, I thought you said 19.
No, I dealt 19.
We really cast it on.
We took 14.
Yeah.
The dragon's taking the most.
And then did Buggles?
Just throwing that out. I'm in hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
I'm about to go down.
I'm hurt.
Because I'm sure it's going to deal 34 points of damage.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine.
Asa's right in front of you, sword at her side, going. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's why he's not motivated to heal you. You also are so enfeebled. You're not going to hit anything.
Am I out of your range?
It's unbelievable.
No, but you're out of the threat of the creature. This is tricky. All right, he will cast it on Asta, but he is going to move around.
Say something inspiring to her while you do it.
Yeah, be nice to her.
As you say, because you like let it go. Let me like, what's the point? What did you say? I can't remember.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Asta, you must not speak like that. We need you to focus. Bonds, he needs you.
And,
Ramu? Where are you? I can't see you. Ramu?
Ramu will always be here.
I can't see you through the haze of my ennui.
He's going to move until he's almost. He's going to move until he's almost exactly 25 feet between Zephyr and Asta so they can both benefit from
less. He moves feebly.
He usually looks enfeebled as he moves around. This now it's even worse. He's stumbling over, and he's thinking, he says, like, you have to stay in this, and he's thinking, we're all going to die. And he'll cast heal on Asta with the two-action version. That is 24 points of heal.
Oh, and we're back.
And that is his round.
Give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save. Come on, keeper. Save me. 26.
Ooh. All right, you move to stage one, which means you take 5 points of poison damage, and you're enfeebled one.
Do any of us...
One more success, and you will cure.
That would be amazing.
Do any of us have the three lesser antidotes that we got?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who has that?
We had antidote.
I want to two action. Pull it out, action one. Drink, action two.
I would assume
two.
Brother Ramius or Talitha did, and now Barnes, if it was on her body. I don't know if you said antidote. I didn't.
Who made them?
Talitha made them.
You made them.
I didn't. They weren't storable, those. But we got some later. The antidotes Talitha made were part of her alchemical science.
I have them from the two lesser acid flasks on the Oak Steward, three lesser antidotes, two doses of shiver. We got it with all that stuff.
Those we have. I don't have them on my sheet.
Okay.
Because I could make my own.
So someone
I never
them.
Put it on my sheet.
Asta,
we have to put these things on our sheet.
Asta probably has
I'm
them.
I'm looking at our loot sheet right now.
I don't see that Zephyr took them. Zephyr took the one dose of Cytolish poison.
If it's not on your sheet,
it doesn't exist. Don't.
I have it on the loot sheet. I have it.
Was never assigned, so it's lost.
But we picked it up. True. We have it.
Read the game mastery.
We're rolling badly enough. You don't need to bring us down with your
all right
words.
It is Yikes's turn.
It says right here, Buggles, Zephyr, and Lucky took the lesser antidote.
Oh.
Claimant, Buggles, Zephyr, Lucky.
You have one, I have one, and you have one.
You're Asta.
Yes, you're not lucky.
Oh.
Not lucky at all.
And you guys used antidotes. You've used antidotes before.
You remember you tried to give me one?
Yep. Oh my God, you're such a cheater. It's unbelievable.
You know what? I don't think we have
I
these.
Can't believe that this cheating shit just came up again with the same antidote. How is that even possible?
Just instinctual.
We should mark it as red on the
20th level item. Endless antidote.
Endless antidote.
I'm just going to mark it as used on our character.
Bag of antidote. You just pull one out.
Yeah. It's the dragon's turn. Oh. You are enfeebled one. You are enfeebled two. You, what's going on with you?
Stupefied.
You're stupid.
Stupid.
Buggles, got a hit in. Zephyr, got away. But this dragon is about to unleash pain.
Oh, God.
Next week.
No!
Oh, no!
Oh, no! We won't have time! It's going to happen next week! No, I'm going to kill you.
Time to get our affairs in order.
Good job, guys. Time to write
Not everyone
good
will
job.
Be making
hey, good
it
job, everybody. Awkward claps for everyone.
Good job.
It's time to make your membership official. Become an official member of the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com. That's jointhenaish.com, where you'll get access to exclusive podcasts and live streams you can't find anywhere else. See what everybody's talking about and join the NAISH today at jointhenaish.com.